The Environmental Protection Agency plans to update water pollution standards for slaughterhouses, an industry that pumped more than $30 billion into Indiana's economy in 2019. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports wastewater from these plants can pollute waterways with bacteria like E. coli and excess nutrients that can lead to harmful algae blooms.
Some slaughterhouses dump their wastewater, contaminated with blood and fats, directly into local rivers and streams. Most of those are located within a mile of lower-income residents and communities of color. Sylvia Lamb is an attorney for the Environmental Integrity Project, one of several groups that sued the EPA for refusing to update the water standards for slaughterhouses. She says that's allowed large meat processing companies to continue to use decades-old pollution control technology at some of their plants, even if they have more modern tech at a newer plant in the same state.
It's not fair that some plants are polluting much dirtier wastewater than others when it's clear that they could be a lot cleaner.
Lamb says the Environmental Integrity Project applauds EPA's decision to update the standards for slaughterhouses, but it's unclear if the agency will do so in a timely manner. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.